coming into the space of the body mind. Really taking your time. No rush to get anywhere, even to get to the present. Present is right here. We don't need to try to be more aware or for awareness to be clear. Allowing awareness to have the characteristics that are already there. We let mind and body be natural. Taking in areas of ease, tension, relaxation, holding. All simply just to be known. To be curious about. Not looking to change anything. Experience through the senses, simply known. With an awareness that kindly and spacious. And if you notice that the quality of awareness has other characteristics, perhaps trying or pushing. Wanting something or not wanting something. These too can become objects of awareness. Sensing into how the wanting mind feels, or the tight mind, noticing thoughts or thinking as it arises. And looking really softly out of the corner of the mind's eye. Thinking is subtle mind activity. So it's helpful to have this soft noticing, agendaless awareness. Thoughts can come and go very fast. So there's no need to try and hang on to identify what type of thought it was. Allow those ones to come and go. There'll be other thoughts that are perhaps a bit louder, more intentional, more readily identified and recognized. Thinking is happening. Remembering or planning. Anticipating. recognizing moments of judging or comparing mind. Simply mind moments where those particular mind factors are arising. And if we don't hold on or get involved, often they'll arise, briefly persist, drop away. Initially, when watching the mind, it's helpful to regularly just ground in some aspect of your physical experience. Body or sounds. And then every now and again, just opening up to the realm of mental experience, thoughts and thinking. If thoughts seem to stop quite abruptly when you seek to be aware of them, just check the quality of your effort. And just reducing any unnecessary effort. Bringing the lightest touch to different objects. And you might notice different qualities of thoughts. Some appearing quite loud in the mind, loud emotional thoughts, or loud intentional thoughts. Or there might be wispy, floaty threads of thinking, loosely connected, or sometimes not. What does a thought feel like in the mind? Not asking the question to get an answer. But to help you be interested in knowing. And you might notice other bits of a thought that are not simply images or words. There are all sorts of fragments of experience that form an inner language. Feelings, inner impulses and directions. Perceptions. Being curious. And simply knowing a thought as a thought. We can give thoughts so much power, believing them uncritically. But what are they in experience? How substantial are they? How transient? Allowing a thought to fall apart under a soft, curious, attentive awareness.